Which is the first of all the commandments? The scribe asks Jesus this question, and we know that Jesus replies with not one, but two commandments, the two greatest commandments, love God and love your neighbor. So this is the central topic that we are going to reflect on this morning, the commandments of love, which seem clear enough. I mean, we've heard of them and we know them, commandments of love. However, there is a problem right from the start. And the problem is that the two key words, commandment and love, meant something a little different in Jesus' day than they tend to mean to our modern ears. Let's start with the word commandment. When we hear the word commandment, we tend to think of something that we must do or something that we are prohibited from doing. A commandment sounds to us like just an important rule, a burdensome law that, well, we just have to follow. If we ask our contemporaries, what is the most important law or what is the most important rule in life, they would probably come up with something about not hurting others, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat on your spouse, don't abuse people. Or if they took a positive turn, they might say something like, well, respect others, be true to your word, be faithful to your promises, or something like that. One very good answer that people might come up with is what is known as the golden rule, do to others what you would have others do to you. Or in the negative form that's found in almost every culture in the world, don't do to others what you would not want other people to do to you. But in fact, very many people, when they're thinking about what's most important to them or what's most important for them to do, they don't think about others at all. They come up with some version of a be yourself, you be you. Be true to yourself, follow your own conscience, do what makes you happy, something like that. Let's go back to Jesus. He doesn't answer the question that way at all. Because the Jews did not think about God's commandments merely as rules that they must follow, and they didn't think of themselves as independent from God or independent from their community. No, the commandments were guides for the best way to live, the right way to live, the wise way to live. So to ask which is the first of all the commandments, which is the question that the scribe asked Jesus, to ask that question meant, well, what's the most important aspect of a good and fulfilling life? In other words, not just what do I have to do, but what's the best way for me to live? Now we can see why Jesus does not simply tell the man, well, be true to yourself or follow the golden rule. Because those good principles, and they're good, they don't go far enough. They don't go high enough. They're good, but they're not the best. What is the best of all? Love. And who is the most important one to love? God. Let's be honest, that's not what most people think. The best, the most important, the most fulfilling thing in my whole life is to love God? I think many people would say, well, God is fine. He can handle it. He can live without my help. He doesn't need me. I would be better off taking care of myself and taking care of my family and my loved ones and my business. Why waste my best efforts and all my time on God? I'll deal with him on Sunday. But Jesus says, and here he's simply repeating what every faithful Jew already knew. Jesus quotes right from the book of Deuteronomy, as we heard in the first reading. Jesus says that to love God is the most important thing of all. Not just to respect God, not just to obey God, but to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We're talking about the central organizing principle of our whole existence, love of God. That's why he starts out, again, quoting from the Old Testament, "The Lord is our God, the Lord alone." Meaning there's nothing to compare with God. There's no substitute for God. There's nothing as important or more important than God. Not money, not political power, not pleasure, not fame, nothing. Not your mother, not your children, nothing. God is the only God, the Lord alone. Now, I said at the beginning, the two key words that are involved here, commandment and love, mean something different to us than they did in the, they meant in Jesus' day. So commandment is one key word. The other one is love. What is love? Of course, there are many, many aspects to love. Love is a many-splendored thing, as we know. And they're beautiful. But all too often we reduce love to what makes us feel good. And the Bible doesn't do that. The Bible takes us much further. In the Bible, love doesn't start with how we feel. It starts with God. In fact, it starts with who God is, because God is love. Everything, from the first moment of creation, everything begins with God's decision to give what is good, that is to give of himself to others. So love, in its most basic form, in its purest form, in its most beautiful form, love is the decision for what is good for the other. It's a gift of oneself for the benefit of another. Not simply what makes me feel good, not even what makes the other person feel good, but what is genuinely good for him or for her or for them. Now we know this when we're put on the spot to decide what's good for others. Parents know very well that what's best for their children is very often not what they themselves, not what the children themselves would choose. And parents who simply allow their children to do whatever they want are not making good choices for the children. They're not exercising love, because it's not good for the children. Anyway, Jesus says, along with loving God, which is always first, he says the greatest thing we can do, the most fulfilling thing we can do, the wisest thing we can do, is to love our neighbor as ourselves. And these two go together. To love God with our whole being, mind, soul, strength, soul, heart, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. These commandments turn us away from focusing on ourselves or simply serving ourselves, and they make us more like God himself, who made us in his image and who wants us to do what he does, which is love. God, who continually makes a gift of himself to others. Okay, so those are the core principles. Jesus summarizes them beautifully. We can memorize them easily. The key to a good, happy, holy, fulfilling life is love. That's the principle. Well, how do we put it into practice? Let me suggest to you that you do something practical today. You do two practical things today. First of all, do something that expresses your love for God. Do something that expresses love for God. Of course, going to Mass, being here for Mass is the best thing that you can do. We're off to a good start. But I mean something extra, something additional, something more. What will you do today? What will you decide to do today that will express your love for him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength? Choose something, one thing. It could be small, but choose something and do it to express your love for God. Secondly, do something today that expresses your love for some other person. Again, it can be small, hidden, but make a clear decision to love. something that will benefit someone else, some act of charity or of generosity or service or patience or forgiveness or kindness, something. Just choose one thing. Do that. Do these two things. A choice of love for God and a choice of love for your neighbor, and you will already be on the way to fulfilling the two greatest commandments of all. You will be doing something that's worth, Jesus says this, worth more than all burnt offerings or sacrifices. Well, the scribe says it, but Jesus approves it. That's, these decisions to love are worth more than any big sacrifices. And then Jesus will say to you what he said to the scribe, you are not far from the kingdom of God.